You're retired. You live comfortably. Sure, no one would say that you're rich, but you've got more than you need, and whatever assets that you may have left once you're gone, you'd like to leave to your children, maybe to the grandkids. Do folks like you need a will? Yes, I believe you do. First, let me offer a very clear disclaimer. I'm a financial planner, not an attorney. So anything that I say is simply my understanding of the law and shouldn't be considered legal counsel or legal advice. For legal advice, see an attorney. Secondly, if you have wills, make sure they're valid. I've had Louisiana residents show me the wills that they've typed up on their own or using an online service or software of some kind. No lawyers, no legal bills, right? The only problem is that the wills that they so carefully typed up could indeed be put to use. They could be used to line a birdcage, or grandkids could use the backside to color on, or sometimes old paper makes really nice mulch for a garden. But the wills that I saw would have been of no use in the state of Louisiana as valid wills. As I understand it, Louisiana recognizes two types of wills. The first is one drafted by an attorney known as a notarial will. There are very specific requirements for a notarial will, including language, form, and very specific placement for signatures and dates. The second kind of will recognized by Louisiana is called an allographic will. Other states refer to this kind of as a holographic will. Somewhere along the way, we lost the H. An allographic will is handwritten by the person making out the will, known as the testator, and is signed and dated by the testator. If you need a will, and almost everyone with assets does, in my opinion, may I suggest that you probably need more than just a will? You need an estate plan. Your estate plan may very likely include a notarial will drafted by an attorney. A well-drafted will allows you to avoid the one-size-fits-all rules that applies when you die without a will, and it also allows you to make specific bequests to individuals. You can name your own executor rather than letting the court do it, and you can even leave some assets to a trust to be managed by a fiduciary trustee rather than a family member who may not have that ability. In addition to having wills drafted, there are other estate planning tools to discuss with your attorney, such as powers of attorney. And there are powers of attorney for business matters and powers of attorney for health care matters. These are two separate things. And you need to remember that not everything that passes from one person to another does so through a will. Retirement plans like your 401k plan, IRAs, annuities, and life insurance all have something called a beneficiary designation. Such beneficiary designations determine who gets those assets once their owner dies. I've seen more than one will that tried to leave a retirement plan or a life insurance policy to this heir or that. No go. You got to properly coordinate your estate planning documents with your estate plan. The reasons most often offered to me for not seeing an attorney to draft wills are convenience and cost. Neither is a very good reason. If you've got assets that you value and you want to leave them to heirs that you love, do yourself a favor. Call a lawyer. Offering you wisdom on wealth, I'm Byron Moore.